Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 245.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast here on my website at TerryWilson3.com. That's the number 3.com. Thank you so much for checking us out, tuning in. We are hoping that these podcasts and these episodes are bringing much value to you, that there's information that you're going to be able to take, to use, to leverage, to take your money, your business, and your life to the next level. I am so excited here at TW3. We've got members coming on all the time, clients coming on, using our system, using our services, using our training. Just had one on board with us in 30 days, made over $8,400. They've added $500 a month in residual income to their bottom line, which means they have $6,000 a year. If they did that for 10 months, they would have $60,000 a year in residual income. That is the power of what we're able to offer. If you've ever had a hope, a dream, an ambition, a thought that, hey, I would like to take my career and take charge of it. I would like to go to the next level. I've got this thing in me that wants more time with my family, would like to enjoy an extra vacation, would like to earn that extra income. Then I'm telling you, one of the things that I'm so proud about is, you know, not every business fits everyone. Forbes magazine said 98% of all startup businesses, home-based businesses included, they fail. And the reason is because they either don't have enough people to speak with, so that talks about their lead generation. They don't have the right product, which means they don't have a product that is bought, but it's sold. And you have to go out and pester your friends, family, and foes, and you're trying to sell this thing that maybe everyone else on the block is selling, or maybe they can go buy at a store somewhere for half the price versus buying it from you. Or they don't have a business model that will allow them to scale and to grow. Those are the three pillars that you've got to have in every business. It's got to be scalable. It's got to have the right product, and you got to have the right people to get in front of it. And that's what we're able to offer our clients at TW3. You never have to go out and call on your friends, family, and foes. You're not trying to sell some pill, thrill, lotion, or potion, you know, that may or may not have the value. But you're able to sell a real service that is connecting with real people that have a real problem, and you're able to bring a real solution to. And you're able to do it in a manner that fits you. Some of you are going to be great salespeople. Some of you are not. Some of you can write. Some of you can't. Some of you can speak. Some of you can't. No matter what your skill sets, your experiences, your education, we can find where you're at, isolate what would best fit you, and get a strategy in place that you can use our systems and software to scale a viable business. So I am so enthused about that. Some of you wrote in past weekend and over the weekend, and I've gotten several emails this morning. Hey, Terry, where you at? I hadn't heard from you. Hadn't had a podcast last week. Well, the week of May 11th, my anniversary. I was born, married my wife, May 11th, 1996, going on 21 years, 5 children, homeschool, working from home. So we have a very interesting lifestyle. But we always take time off that week to just go and enjoy and celebrate our marriage, and also to come back and celebrate Mother's Day with our children, and they are so wonderful and such a blessing to us. But today, that sort of talks and it goes into what I want to talk about in our Stuck on Stupid segment. Stuck on Stupid is where we talk about and sort of make fun of ourselves and others for just doing things that just are stupid. You look at it. Have you ever done something stupid, like lock your keys in the car, and as soon as you slam the door, you see the keys right in the ignition and said, I knew that was there. Why did I do that? Well, that's what Stuck on Stupid is all about. And today I want to talk to you about just simply taking the time to take off. You have to be diligent, and you have to be really on purpose about taking time off. In the Christian world, we call it the doctrine of the Sabbath. And also in the Jewish world, the in in the Hebrew faith, they will talk about the Sabbath. But the whole point of the matter is you need once a week to where you say, I am not going to do anything. I'm not going to solve any problems. I'm not going to try to fix anything. I'm not going to try to solve anything. I'm not going to add any more stress to my life. One of the things that some of my new clients have to learn real quick, when there's one day a week that I don't return email, I don't check my computer, I don't return text, I don't do anything. And I've done that for many years, and the reason being is because I have learned if I don't take that one time a week off, I am good for no one, including myself. You need that. You were designed that way. So if you don't want to stay, I'm telling you, be diligent about one time a week that you just really on purpose, you schedule it, you put it on your calendar. And I know a lot of you saying, well, Terry, you don't understand how busy I am. Terry, you don't understand the demands on me. Terry, you don't know. Listen, I've got 5 kids, a wife. We homeschool. I work for myself. There's no one that I know of that doesn't have a busier schedule than us. I'm not saying they're not out there. I just don't know of them. We have 5 children that have 5 different things they've got to get to, and ball games, and, you know, things that they want to do outside of the home. We've got a lot. I'm telling you, if you want to see the demand on your schedule, become an entrepreneur. But it doesn't matter. There has to be one time a week you say, I'm going to chill. Because if you don't, the times that you are working is not as effective. I will use the old story that many of you have heard about the guy and an older gentleman getting in a betting competition of who could chop a tree down faster. The young buck said, I'm younger, I'm bigger, I'm stronger. This guy, you know, he's in his 70s. What could he do now? And so he bet him money that he could chop the same size tree down faster. The guy took the bet. And then every 15 minutes, the older gentleman would disappear and then come back, disappear and come back. And the young guy says, see, he's old. He doesn't know what he's doing. I'm going to win this easily, as he kept chopping and kept chopping and kept chopping. But hours later, the older gentleman's tree fell first. It came to find out that every 15 minutes he stopped and he sharpened his axe. That's what rest does for you. If you don't stop and sharpen your mental state of being and rest and just don't try to do anything else, you will be like that young buck thinking, I've got all this energy, I've got to do just stay busy. You somehow have fooled yourself because I am doing all this activity and staying so energetic that somehow I've got to be rewarded. I've got to win this because I'm putting more effort in. And as Coach Dean Smith told me years ago at a basketball camp, it is not about effort. It is all about execution. So don't stay. Take time and rest. In our last episode or segment here, I want to talk about our marketing minute, and I want to bring up something that you need to be using. Marketing. If you're not doing video and graphic and putting high quality graphics and video with what you're posting on your social media, you are losing 90% of the audience. And we have some software, and we have some tools over at TerryWilson3.com under software that will allow you to easily put together what's called e-covers, which it makes a PDF file, a video. It makes it look like a real product, which makes it give higher value. So if you're selling digital products and trainings and things of that nature, and you're not using an e-cover to do that, you're missing your audience. And if you're not putting it in video format, you're missing your audience. And we've got a video maker over there that is cloud-based. It works on any computer, and it's so easy to operate. And so whether you're selling a product, you're recruiting people into your business, whatever you're doing online, if you're not using video, you're missing out, because the days of people taking the time to read text is long gone. So make sure you're using video. If you want to check those softwares out, they're very affordable. I'm talking $47, and you would have a software that literally is plug and play, is punch and click. You don't have to be some graphic designer to make them work, and they work really good. And that is our marketing minute. Marketing. So today I want to talk to you about how to build an unstoppable competitive mindset. Competition and having a competitive mindset is imperative for you to be successful. The fact of the matter is, if every time an obstacle comes your way, a competition comes your way, something that throws you off stride comes your way, and you shrink from the challenge, you back down from the challenge, and you don't have this mindset that you've got this mindset, well, if it don't work out by this, I'm going to quit, but rather I'm going to do this until it works and nothing is going to stop me. That second mindset is the only one of those two mindsets that's going to accomplish your objectives. See, you're competitive. You are competitive minded, or you wouldn't be an entrepreneur. You probably wouldn't even be listening to this podcast. A client once asked me in business, if you don't have a competitive attitude, or he told me this, if you don't have a competitive attitude, you don't eat. So he asked me, how do you develop and maintain a can-do, you know, can't wait to get going, nothing can stop me, I hate to lose mindset? And I answered basically by learning how other successful and professional people think and how they approach building their mental game. Achieving and winning a competitive attitude can be an incredibly effective and inspirational way to achieve your success. Here are three powerful mental strategies that I have noticed through people that I observed over a lifetime of being an entrepreneur and even in my own life that will help you develop a competitive mindset. Number one, believe that your competition makes you better and they're not there to hurt you. Your competition is not your enemy. They're actually there to help you. I have done the best, most creative, forward-thinking development of my business when I have been threatened by smarter, maybe harder charging competition. They keep me thinking. They force me to be analytical and fresh to counter the moves that they are making in the marketplace. Appreciate your competition. Learn from them. Use them to motivate you into a more heightened motivation and stronger competitive mindset. What do some of our nation's top executives think? Listen to CEO Scott McNeely of Microsystems. You either eat your competition for lunch or they'll have you for lunch. Dave Cairns from Xerox says, we realize we are in a race without a finish line. As we improve, so does our competition. And Robert Guenzetta, CEO of Coca-Cola, said, competition is a way of life. If you don't have a really tough competitor, you ought to invest in one because they will make you better. Your competition, the people that sells the same products, goods, and services. If you're in insurance and you're with brand X and you got brand Y in the same area, I'm telling you that is your best friend. That is the thing, the person, the people, the motivation that's going to if you harness it, it will make you better. I can't tell you. We've been doing this for 8 years. Got an A rating with Better Business Bureau. Good. Very proud of my business. But I've had from time to time people that have joined our business, learned our stuff, and then wanted to go away and compete with us directly. No problem with that. That's the way of the world. There's been three over the last 8 years. Every one of them have failed because they didn't realize the entire scope of what it takes to do some of the things that we're doing. Not trying to discourage anybody. I love the competition. But I can tell you in every one of those instances, every single one, they made us better. Every single one of us, we were able to sharpen our tool. Every single one of them, we either was able to develop better systems, software, strategies, trainings, or improved our business model. Every single time. Your competition is not your enemy. They are your friend. Number two, believe that winners never quit and quitters never win. Now, I know that is a worn and tired out cliche, but it is true. And the reason it's lasted this long is because the elements of truth in it. I can't tell you how many times that people that are not existing entrepreneurs, but people that have been molded and sort of conditioned in their minds as a worker bee rather than the queen bee. There's a mind shift. There's a mindset that needs to change when you go from being an employee to an employer. That is, you're working for yourself. See, as them, as an employee, I can always blame the boss. I can always blame the business. I can always blame the industry. I can always blame somebody. I've always got this way of escape, this coping mechanism that I can use to shift the my condition, my present day condition onto someone else. But the moment I decide to work for myself, to be my own boss, and which everyone should, but the moment I do that and I step out, it's just me. There's no one else I can blame. There's no one else I can shift off. And what happens in that process is all of a sudden a person is face to face with some of the skill sets, mindsets, things that they should have developed along the way and they haven't, and they've always been able to hide, they no longer can hide. And it's in those moments you got to decide, am I going to quit? Am I going to run from this? Or am I going to face this? It's just like getting into shape physically. You know, I could be 70 pounds lighter and be in a lot better shape if I would face the pain of moving more and eating less. And it's the same way in business. There's certain skill sets, certain mindsets, certain things that sometimes we do get frustrated. It is aggravating. It is painful. But let me encourage you, it's worth it. Work through it. Don't quit. Don't give up on yourself. I was coaching someone last week that had just gotten into business only 3 days and was already ready to quit because she had faced a couple things that are challenging to her because of certain limitations that she has. And I encourage her, if you will just do the small things and be persistent with the small things and don't give up and just keep doing it no matter what you see. Keep focused on doing good activity, because what I'm telling you, out of 25 years of being an entrepreneur, 8 years of doing this business, what you're engaged in is good activity. It will be fruitful, but you can't quit, especially after just 3 days of being in the business. If you will do it, you will see results. And this person, to finally, I broke through, I think, and they said, okay. They got back in, just, and I says, forget about what you think may or may not happen with these results. Forget about the naysayers, the negative Nancys. Just do this one activity I'm giving you and see what happens. And this person has already reported great success just after 3 days. I'm telling you, folks, you cannot. No one has ever tripped and fell on a mountaintop. Every person I've ever seen that's claimed their mountain has had to climb and sometimes go around and sometimes back down and go around an obstacle. But they didn't quit. You know, George Schultz, one of my favorite quotes of all times came from George Schultz. He's a former United States Secretary of State. He says, winners don't make excuses. Let me repeat that. Winners don't make excuses. The minute you start talking about what you're going to do if you lose, you have already lost. You see so many entrepreneurs I see get in, they just shifted from being an employee to an employer, from being working for the man to being the man. And in the first week, after being a little bit frustrated, a little bit aggravated, a little bit things are discomforting because they've got to pick up some things that some skill sets, some mindsets, some things that they don't have. They already says, well, I'm going to try this for a month. If you don't quit, I'm going to go on to this. Did you realize? I read something the other day in an article talking about startups and home-based businesses, that the average person that's in a home-based business has been in 3 other home-based businesses that same year. The average person that is in a home-based business right now has been in 3 to 4 other home-based businesses that year. Do you know what that tells me? A lot of people want the six-figure income. A lot of people want the extra vacations. A lot of people want the freedom of entrepreneurialism, but there's very few people that are committed to it. Let me ask you, is it a dream? Is it a wish? Or is it a commitment? Dreams are great. Ambitions and goals are great, but it's only the commitment that says I'm going to do and engage in good activity and I'm going to stay focused, follow one course until successful, and I'm not going to look up. Those are the people that get the prize, and it's that competitive spirit that you've got to stay engaged in. I love what Ray Kroc said. He's the founder of McDonald's. He says, press on. Nothing in the world can take the place of being persistent. I'm telling you, you can be an average salesperson, a decent, okay business person. I have seen people in sports. I've seen people in business. I've seen people in life. I've seen people in marriage. I've seen people in parenting. I've seen in every walk of life. And I've seen people that have minimum skills, but they made it simply because they were persistent. I'm telling you, number two, believe that winners never quit and quitters never win. If you want yours, you're going to stay in the game, stay in the fight. Don't give up. Number three, and finally, learn to love the craziness of competition. Competition can get crazy at times. One of the professional tennis players I'm aware of and followed throughout his course was playing Andre Agassi, center court in Wimbledon 1 year. And it was crazy. The English were cheering wildly for their popular legend, Agassi. And this player had to remember not to fight the crazy tumult, but instead accept the competitive craziness to stay his best. So let me ask you something. Do you sell your best under difficult circumstances? Let the competitive, uncertain selling and business environment motivate you to focus better, think more clearly, and be more determined to win. These successful people understand the nexus of uncertainty and competitive attitude. Don't allow competition to crush you, but instead allow it to be an energy that you harness and you use to focus and get motivated. Learn to use the craziness, the mental craziness that sometimes competition brings, to really get you sharpened and focused. George Obul Jr., he's a successful business person, once said that salesmanship starts when the customer says no. Let me tell you something. When you get declined, when you get rejected, when you get turned down, when you get told go away, that's when the game starts. Folks, believe it or not, we have over 10,000 people that download this podcast every week. About 10,000 downloads on average per episode. Only about 1.5-2% engage us through emails, through newsletter, through using one of our systems, our services, our products, by engaging one of our affiliates. Only 2%. That means 98% of the people told me, you're crazy, go away. You know, I've listened to you once, but I don't know. 98% of the people that hear this podcast say, yeah, who is this crazy guy on the radio, on YouTube? And they turned me down. But see, something I have learned is something that I'm trying to show you and teach you right now. I only need 2% of you to buy into and engage and listen to what I'm saying. 2%. 2%. I'm going to be a millionaire. You can do the same. Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.